It's a Scorsese and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we just had Yontif Shabbos, no end in sight. Ah, but Baruch Hashem, it was so beautiful. And now we're to a Parshas Bereishis, a Sefer Bereishis. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions. And then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. That Vudraham says that we go straight from a Dvarim to a Bereishis. Why? Because we're never done. Always a Chazara, always a review, always going deeper. As the Beis HaLevi says in his Haggadah, Baruch HaMakom. It's amazing. By anything else, you go up and up and up. You tell a math professor, what's 6 times 13? He'll laugh at you. That's for 4th graders. But by the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebal Peh, the Rishonim are reading the same things as us. We gotta go deep. Bereishis Bore Elokim. The Gemara says in Megillah and Daf Tesem and Aleph, famous Gemara. It's not famous, we'll make it now. Pitalmi, or they call him Talmi, right? It's like one of those things, like knife. I know I said that joke before, but it's true. Knife, or Pitalmi wanted to know all the knowledge of the world. And he heard about this great 5 books of Moses. Now the rabbis heard about this and they got very nervous. Uh-oh, there are things in the Torah that I don't want this king to know about. One of them, again, a lot of examples. But one of them is, his wife was Arneves. She was a rabbit. I don't know, maybe he was married to a rabbit. A little weird. Right? And they said, but the Torah says that she is, the Arnevet is Tamei. So they decided to change that. They got 70 great rabbis in a room, different rooms, and they all came up with the same changes. Mamish, Anis, Nigla, an amazing miracle. And then the Gemara says that they all made the following change. Bereishis Bara Elokim. What does it seem like? Rashis created Hashem. Chas v'shalom, what does that even mean? Rashis God created the world. I never always ask, like, what was before God? Who was Mrs. God? What are you talking about? God created time. I just summed up beside you going in like 1 second. God created time. God was before anything, right? He's God. So, but they knew that was going to be difficult because it says Rashis Bar Elokim. And Talmi didn't want to see the Torah Sheval Peh. So they all made the change Elokim Bara Bereishis. Question 1. Why don't we have Elokim Bara Bereishis? And they will call it 1A and 1B. It's all in the same thing. Why do we have to start with the base? Maybe we should start with the Aleph. Elokim Bara Bereishis. God created the world. Question 1. Question 2. We know every detail in creation. Ah, the intricacies. It's amazing. The Mishnah Chagiga says you can't go so deep. Because if you go crazy deep, you're not going to fully understand it. God is beyond our understanding, says the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim. But again, we have to try to understand. One of my Rosh Yeshivas, Rav Chaim Ilson, I heard he spent 4 years on understanding the creation of Soloveitchik, wrote The Lonely Man of Faith, famous book. He wrote a lot of famous stuff. Now his Talmidim are writing all of his stuff. And we know that we have this idea, which I always stress to the Bokrim, Shnayim Mikro Ve'echad Targum. The idea that Gemara Brachos Tavches says, read the Torah twice and do a Targum. This is the time to start Bereishis. Again, Rashi's are long. If you want to do Rashi, great. Some Rabbonim say you just could read it in English nowadays even. But art school, as you know, created Rashi in English and Ramban in English. Art school is unbelievable. I once was by Rav Pesach Krohn's house. And he was talking about how Rav Meir Zlatowitz and Rav Nosson Sherman were in camp. And they were young guys, and they said, let's write these pamphlets, and little by little they created Art Scroll. How many hundreds of thousands of Jews have benefited from Art Scroll, from the Gemara, from the Rishon, everything, unbelievable. Now why am I talking about that? Because I'm talking about Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. But I'm also going to talk about the sin of Adam and Chava. What was that sin? The first sin, man was created, and all of a sudden the first man sins. Adam and Chava, what happened with the Nachash? How did they sin? A fascinating Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Ches says it was Ben Hashmashos, Twilight Zone, right? Going from the day to the night, that in-between time, the Twilight Zone. And Adam was crying, he made a mistake, he messed up, and he was crying, and he was running late because Shabbos is coming, the first Shabbos. of the year for Bereshis. And Adam was crying. And Adam came and said, you know what? We have to offer a carbon, a sacrifice to God. And we got to give. We got to give the horns. And they said, what do you mean you got to give the horns? You got to give the horns. You got to give the whole animal. What was that give and take of Adam? Lastly, first sibling rivalry. Cain and Hevel. What happened here? What was the fight about? Why did Cain kill Hevel? Okay, so let's just review before we get to that. Yesod is Jacob Becker from NC's Waikolo. One of the Talmidim wrote to me. He loves you, so I love those emails. Right? Anyone else wants to send me an email, go for it, right? That, he said, I love the Yesod, but the Yesod's again a foundation for life. How we're trying to bring Hashem into our life. Precious, precious, Borel Kim again. Let's just review. Make sure you got it on your fingertips. If you don't got it on your fingertips, you don't got it. It's called a spade a spade. Why don't we make the change that we did for Talmud? Why does the Torah not say Elokim Borei Bereishis? Why specifically do we start with a beis and not an aleph? Aleph, beis, gimel. Question two, what was Adam and Chava? What was their sin? So many Rishonim, so many Achronim try to figure that out. And lastly, going all through the Torah, all Bereishis, jam-packed, so many Rashis. Cain and Hevel, why did Cain go and kill Hevel? So what's the Yesod? What's the foundation point? Why the Beis and not the Aleph? I remember under the Chuppah, me and Chani's Chuppah, my grandfather, Chaim Zev Bamzer, Zatzal, he said so many great things on the Chuppah, tremendous speaker, such an amazing sense of humor, captured his whole audience, and he said two amazing things that I remember. He said, probably said a lot more. He said, it takes teamwork to make a dream work, which, that's Pasha, that's obvious. This week's Pasha, Ezer Kenegdo. If you work together as a team, it will be a helper. If you don't, it will be Kenegdo, as we all know. Ezer Kenegdo, teamwork to make a dream work. And then he said something else. Nidibar to bum. You should teach bum. What's bum? Says the Gemara, Torah. But it's amazing. Bum, why bum? So he said a gevaldik shot. He said, Bum bet represents Bereshis. What's the et? Mem? Me'imas Korin. The first Mishnah and Brachos. You take the Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebapah. You gotta start the Torah with a base, because Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebapah. Bum! The Torah. That's one you showed. One idea. Another answer. The Kiver Eger says, it sounds like a drush, and I said it even last week. But Lamed at the end of Devarim Le'ein Kol Yisrael in the beginning of Bereshis Bara Elokim, you gotta put your lab, your heart. The Mishnah Menachah says, Echad Amarva, Echad Amamis, whether you give a lot or little, you gotta put your heart in. Lave, or as I say my joke, turn it the other way, Bet Lamed, ball, right? I always talk about ball, right? Shout out to Nachum Seltzer, giving me that article in Hamodiyah, which I always talk about. So, lev or ball. Third answer, aleph. You know what aleph represents? Emuna. You can't learn the Torah if you don't got the faith in the Rabbanu Shalom. I don't need to write the aleph. Why do I need to write the aleph? Because it's a given. As we all are thinking right now, if we're not, I'll tell you what I'm thinking, is that the Bahag says there's no mitzvah of emuna. The Ramban writes, even though the Ramban disagrees with the Bahag, he defends the Bahag. He's like his lawyer. And he says, you know why Bahag leaves out the mitzvah of Emuna? Because Emuna represents, it's a prerequisite to the Torah. If you don't have the Emuna, you don't got anything. Well, Sirotskin gives a fourth answer. You know what the Aleph? Hashem said, I'm going to wait for the Aleph. You know why I'm going to wait for the Aleph? Because the Aleph is Anokhi Hashem Elokecha, the Aseres Hadibros. When we got the Torah from our Sinai, Torah in Sinai, that's what the Aleph is. The Taz writes, Bereshis Bara Elokim, first Rashi, we all know the first Rashi. Why do you have to go into all this mice of the creation? Why not just go from the first mitzvah and Shemos? So says the Taz, Amar Rav Yitzchok, says the Taz, right in the beginning, Derech Eretz Kalim Torah. Why? Because he quotes his father. Right? Gotta give Kibbut Abayim, the shadows to the parents, to the father, the mother, not his mother, but his father. Ah! Right? Give shout out to my dad. Right? Kibbut Abayim. It's an amazing Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachos, Dafte Zion, Chidyud Zion, Rav Safra. He said, you know what the most important thing is? Shalom, peace. But then you find a Gemara in Makos, Naf Chavdalon, that Rav Safra says, you know what the most important thing is? Emes. comes along the Malachim and Shabbos, Pesachim, and they say there's a contradiction. It doesn't make sense. Is Shalom the most important or MS? Which one is it? They can't coexist. So Hashem turns to the Malachim and says, no, no, no. I gave them the Torah. I gave them Bechira. I gave them free choice. They're able to make choices in life. And sometimes you need a Torah to define it. You can't just decide on your own. Sometimes, we all know, the Gemara in Yevamah says you're allowed to change. For Shalom, you're allowed to change, even though it's not MS. Again, we can't decide on our own, right? The guy's coming, he's coming home late. Calls up his wife and like, wife, I'm stuck in traffic. So she goes on the ways. And she's like, there's no traffic. He's like, no, I took that route. She goes on the way, there's no traffic. You can't get anything by the women. But again, you can't be a habitual liar. You have to do it for sure. I mean, I'll show them bias. But again, you got to be careful. You got to ask your paisik. But there's this idea that Shalom and MS could coexist, says the Gemara. But you need the Torah to figure it out when you could do it. I once heard B'Shem Shalom Rosner. I once worked, me and my wife worked for him in Camp Misora. And the chinuch staff with my in-laws, Rav and Rebetzin Schwartz, Rabbi Alan Schwartz from OZ, and Misargo and the chinuch, I remember a long time ago, must have been 13 years ago. And he says a gavaldei thing, Rishon Razner. He says, Chasim of Hashem is MS. What's MS? MS is Torah. If you want to get to the truth, then it's the Hakdama of the Torah, of Bereishis, Bereishis Bara Elokim, says the great Ramban. You want to learn the MS of the Ribbono Shel Olam. You want to understand him. Shemosef Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every letter. That's why we're so medayik. You know, like we try to like, again, some people just want to catch the person making a mistake when they're leaning. But the Ramban says something different. That every letter is Shemosef Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you change the name, you didn't read Hashem's name, right? The worst thing in the world is like you're talking to someone, right? Dale Carnegie wrote, how do you have a relationship? So you got to know their name. You know, people know when you don't know their name. A certain point that after like 2 years, you don't know the guy's name. It's a problem. You can't ask him for his name. Like, we're best friends. I don't know my name. So he writes, so you got to get to know someone's name. But if you're not saying it's, you're calling it the wrong name. Imagine you're like talking to a guy who thinks he's your friend. You call him the wrong name. Done. Relationship done. Right? But when we're reading the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah, Shemosef Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah MS. Torah is truth. And Rav Soloveitchik often said, again, I heard from my grandfather when he was in shir for years, and I heard from like, different rabbonim, different rabbeim that learned under him. All his Torah is coming out, Baruch Hashem. That the only way to get to MS is through the Torah. And Gemara Pesachim, which you quoted when we were talking about tshuva, one of the things that were created before the world was Torah. The blueprint of the world is Torah. So what happened here? How did all the Merchava, let's transition a little. How did all the Merchava mess up? What was it about? Comes along with Samson, Rafal, Hirsch. And he says this is the first time in the Torah that we see someone going against the Gezeira Derabbanan. What happened? They tested the waters. The Nachash said, come on, just touch it. You'll see nothing happens. And God said, don't eat. And they went and they touched it. And Chava, right? Chava went. And she gave it to Adam, and you know, all the sins, and it's, you know, everyone blames each other. And they tested the water, they didn't put the boundary. They put themselves in Nisayon. They put themselves in a hard thing. You don't put yourself in Nisayon. The Ribbono Shel Olam has tests for us, but you don't put yourself in Nisayon. Everyone's asking a Bacher, which one's better? To put yourself in Nisayon, pass by a place that's not good. And show yourself you're strong, or don't go to the place. He's like, pass my place and show yourself you're strong. I hear the smart, I hear the logic. No, don't put yourself in Nisayon. You're not allowed to. So this is the first time that man was over a Gezeira Derabbanan. What does that mean? Because the Mishnah says in Perek Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Va'asu Siyag LaTorah, make a fence. Be careful. Va'asu Siyag LaTorah. Because the minute you break the boundaries, that's what happened on the Merchava. Let me touch it. And then, let me eat it. They messed up. You don't like that cake. Take a little sliver. I'm going to diet. All of a sudden, the cake's done. It wasn't me. It was my kids. Okay. But it was really you. The Ravad said something a little different. David ben Zimri, one of the great, he went, he lived the Rishonim / the beginning of Achronim. And he said that really, they did an avera lishma. Really, Adam wanted to be totally dovuk, totally connected to Hashem. He wanted it. So he said, listen, God told me not to do it because, but I want to get so close to Him. I want to eat the Eitz HaDaat. I want to eat it so I can be with Hashem totally. The Ravah says it was an avera lishma, but as we all know, that man has choice. You're not going to be God. God doesn't have choice. God is the creator of the world. Angels don't have choice. My father-in-law, Alan Schwartz, right? Again, he has a lot of svarim now, Baruch Hashem. One of his first svarim was he was given over the manuscripts of the Rokeach on Mishlei. No one had it before. And he put so much work, and again, he's a bucking shas, and midrashim, and Tanakh, everything. And he deciphered the language and understand, because then it was written by the Rokeach, one of the Rishonim, and he put it together, and he put footnotes, beautiful sefer. I was once talking to Rav Eitan Feiner, and he's like, yeah, beautiful sefer. I'm like, here's my father-in-law. He's like, really? It's unbelievable. Amazing. It says, and a great story, so I told my father-in-law, listen, we have to go to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, let's get a haskama from him. He wrote all on all the Chumash. He wrote everything, and he'll be able to look at the text in 1 second and tell you if it was definitely Rokeach. We went to Rav Chaim. Bunch of years again, I taped it when they had recorders, right before the phones even, and they had video cameras, can you imagine that? And VCRs, no one knows what a VCR is. So, went to Rav Chaim, and Rav Chaim looks at 1 second, boom, yeah, Vada, that's okay. Then my father-in-law started talking in Torah with him for 10, 15 minutes. He never heard this Torah before, this is all new to him. His mom, his face is glowing, everyone comes to Rav Chaim with their problems, giving me Eitzel, but he's telling him, he's telling him Torah. And then they were talking, and they were talking a little, it was amazing, and he said, it's like your Peirush on Rus. And Rav Chaim said, I didn't write on Rus. My brother was, yeah, you did. Takes out the sefer, Rav Chaim looks through it, he's like, oh, interesting. You know, like, if I wrote anything, if I wrote a Peirush on anything, it would be my life's work. Rav Chaim didn't even realize that he wrote, it's unbelievable. Didn't even realize that he wrote on Rus. Again, the Gadol Hador, Dovuk to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So it says in Mishlei, Tesvav Chatbeis, Ore Chaim Lamalu Lamaskil. And the Rokeach says, Orachayim is representing Aleph Ches Lamed, Gematria Tal. He says, you know, says the Rokeach, the girl also says this, there's a difference between a Malach and a man. A Malach has no Bechira. He doesn't have choice. But man has choice. And we see it right away, that Adam had choice, and he messed up. He couldn't fight against the Nachash, that Yetzer Hara. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says something amazing. The Nachash, he turns to Adam and Chava, and he says, maybe you could create the worlds, and maybe you'll be a creator. And you could be a creator even greater than God. And man always wants greatness. That's what we're about. God put us in this world. You know, I quoted in the Medrash, maybe I didn't, but I quoted in the Medrash that Adam knew all the names of all the animals. And he gave himself Adam. He gave himself the name Adam. Why Adam? Think of a better name. Because a person, on the one hand, is Adam. That he's a person, but he's Adama. He has to realize that also he's a physical being, but you have to take the physicality and turn it to spiritual. As we spoke about maybe 2 years ago, Nasa Adam, one of the changes to Ptolemy was Nasa. Rashi says that why did he say Nasa? It seems like two creators. Again, he wanted to show Derech Eretz, being humble to the angels, even though they didn't get the Torah. The Rabban says, no, we want to connect. We want to connect Shemayim and Eretz, physical and spiritual together, which he spoke at length about. So Rav Kamenetsky says that they wanted to create greater than God, and God said, you can't do that. I'm the creator. So what was this? Right before Shkia, Adam thinks, I'm supposed to give the horns. But really, you gotta give the animal itself. And God didn't tell him anything because he wanted him to learn from his mistakes. He wanted to learn. Rav Soloveitchik writes, brings down the Medrash. God created the world, destroyed it, created the world, destroyed it, created the world, destroyed it. Why? Because man has to realize that you might fall. But you're going to fall, you got to get yourself up. You got to realize you're an Adama, but you're here for this world for a purpose to make greatness. Fall and you get up. That's what Adam's about. Adam is about that I could do it. But it's interesting, because if you look, very nice, Rashi says, so why did the Torah start with Bereishis? Koach Maisa v'Gid La'amo, I want to give them Eretz Yisrael, and I understand the creation of the world. But why all the stories of Noach? Why going into the details of Adam? So I heard great from the Rosh Hashiva, Rosh Hashiva Moser of Isaacson. He says, because we wanted to show that man could fall. If you don't have a Torah to define what you do, and you just do whatever you want, man will fall. He'll do whatever he wants. We see what's going on nowadays. Man does whatever he wants. But if you have the Torah to define your life, what you could do, what you can't do, what's proper, what's not proper, then you have something to work with. It's the Ribbono Shel'Olam. You know why Talmi couldn't get it? Because Talmi didn't realize. He just thought it was a book, Chas v'Shalom. He didn't realize that the Torah is real. He didn't realize that life's about the Torah, because Torah is God. And therefore they had to switch it to Elokim Barah Bereishis. But Rashi brings down Bereishis Barah Elokim. Why Reishis? Bringing down from the Pasuk of Mishlei, Reishis Darko. We spoke about Bikurim, Reishis Tfuaso, Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. That Bikurim HaKaris HaTov. With Tefillah, we spoke about that in Parshas Kisavo. But why Bereishis Darko? He needed to tell him Elokim Barah Bereishis, but we know Bereishis Barah Elokim. Because it all starts from the Ribbono Shel'Olam. Comes along the way Meshech Chochma. And the Meshech Chochma says, amazing, why did Hashem accept the carbon of Hevel? So it says in the Torah that Hevel was the son, he was a shepherd, and he gave a carbon of son. Cain gave a carbon of Adama, he gave fruits. Well, fruits are much easier, you just pluck it off the tree. A carbon, you gotta do a whole process. There's a whole process in Meshech Chochma because he worked harder. Cain couldn't take it, he was jealous, he couldn't take it, so he killed Hevel. But Hevel worked harder. Hevel was there to work, to do what he can. Rosh Salvechik quoted Nefesh HaChaim, who just said that Hashem creates the world and destroys it, creates the world and destroys, because we're here to work. Vayihi Vayiboker. Usually Goyim, they start, right, the non-Jewish world, day ends at 12. The day starts in the morning. Vayiboker Vayerev. But Jews, as we all know, it starts at night, right? Every single time I went to the, with my wife, to the hospital, and she was giving a baby, I was always looking at Shia. Oh my God, the bris, right? And I had all my bris Torah, and you know, Baruch Hashem, six girls, what could be better? But then, they were all girls, so I didn't have to worry about Shkia. But then when I had my two boys, Hashem said, listen, I'm not going to make difficult for you. I mean, you're going to have them in the morning. It'll be great. You don't have to worry about Shkia. It was great. So this idea of Ayer by Boker, why Erev first before Boker? Because it might be dark. It might be hard. God wants us to learn from our mistakes, just like all the messed up. He wants us to learn from our mistakes. And it might be an Erev, but it'll get to a Boker. Soveitchik says beautiful, you know, and you have the crochet. You're right in the back of the crochet. The back is all the edges and the messiness. But you turn it over and you have a beautiful picture. That's what life's about. Just to make sure we have the answers to all of our questions. Bereishis Barah Elokim, why the bays? We had three answers, rather bum, like my grandfather used to always say. Aleph represents Emunah, prerequisite, lave or ball, for Aleph Anochi Hashem. Talmi couldn't say Bereishis because he couldn't get it that the world was created with the Torah, understanding the Ribbono Shel'Olam. What was the sin of Adam and Chava? Different explanations. They wanted to lose choice. Life's about choice. Or as Rav Hirsch says, they went basusi agla Torah. They went against the fences. They put down the fence. Once you put down fences, you fall. Whereas the Meshech Chochma says, Cain and Hevel. You know why Cain killed Hevel? Because Hevel represents hard work. We're in this world to work hard. We're in this world for greatness. We might make mistakes, but we all could build it. We have bechira. We have choice. And Bezus Hashem, we should just learn. Realize that we're in this world for the Torah. We're in this world for relation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let us keep on growing and get closer and closer to Hashem. Everyone should have an amazing Parshas Bereishis, the start of the Torah. And everyone should have a fantastic Shabbos.